Well, Brian, we thought we'd do something a little bit different today. And, well, the Melbourne Storm Twitter account absolutely lit up over the preliminary final. Unfortunately, they go down to the Penrith Panthers. But I thought we could chat to the person who's behind the Melbourne Storm social media. And I'm pleased to say the communications coordinator at the Melbourne Storm is a lady called Britt Denton. She's on the line. G'day, Britt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your journey, Britt. You grew up in Adelaide and you find yourself there with the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, I did. Can't say I knew too much about rugby league before I started at the Storm, actually. I grew up in Adelaide, worked at a small newspaper there as a sports journalist before landing the role with Storm and then moved to Melbourne for the job.
So, Britt, did you have any idea about the game of rugby league prior to starting with the Storm?
I did not. Not a clue. I don't think I'd even watched... I might have watched 5 minutes of an Origin game. I knew Billy Slater. That was about it. And I'd love to say that I know the game like the back of my hand now, but probably two or three times a game something happens in the scrum or there's something I don't understand and I just try to tweet some funny stuff and hope that no one notices.
My favourite was when the Cheese failed his... And it was very refreshing watching it. And when the Cheese failed his HIA and you went, Cheese fails HIA FFS, which is an acronym for something else. I thought it was very, very clever.
I'm glad you liked that one. A couple of acronyms, but yep.
So you thought I mucked that up. Britt's nickname is Grit because she rips into it and, you know, really, really gets stuck into it. Now, Britt... have you ever tweeted out something on behalf of the Melbourne Storm where you've thought, oh, I don't know if I should have done that. It was a good idea at the time.
There have been a couple that have been borderline, like pushing the PG boundaries a bit. I can't recall any in particular. Oh, there was one, I think it was last season, something around our defence had been really good and I used something like the D tonight and, yeah, bordering on thirsty sort of stuff. But it's nothing's been badly received so far. I haven't had a knock from anyone above me, so that's good.
Britt, have you had any battles with any other NRL clubs' social media
No, we haven't. No, okay. We've had, some friendly banter, but I've seen recently there was a real good thread of tweets between, I think it was the Raiders and Manly, but no, we tend to stay out of that, stick to our own platform.
Hey, Britt, how do you go in your role when a team has just won the grand final and things are getting a little bit loosey-goosey out there and a lot of things are making their way into the mainstream? How do you handle it that?
There's content flying around everywhere. Last year after the grand final win, it was hectic. There was a lot happening. You have to be on. You've got to be on in the hours following. Just, you don't want to miss something, you know? If there's Cheese has some kind of iconic celebration, you've got to be there tweeting it. Like, I remember the cradling trophy last year was huge and, yeah, the trophy was his baby, that kind of vibe. It was last year was a lot.
So, Britt, before you send out a tweet, do you have to vet it with anyone or is it your responsibility?
No, it's on me. It's a bit scary.
Nah,
yeah.
I like it. I like that.
I'm very lucky.
I like your poo emoji. Your poo emoji at full time.
Oh, yeah.
That was
solid. That summed it up, I felt.
Will you be expected, Britt, on grand final day now to sort of throw a few out there whilst watching the grand final without the Melbourne Storm?
My manager hasn't asked me to, but, you know, that's not a bad idea. Wouldn't mind that. That might be an opportunity for some banter.
So, Britt, just before you go, give us the power rankings. So if you had to shift the dial, so to speak, in what order, which player does garner the most attention for you guys?
It's Brandon Smith.
Easily, is it?
Yep, easily. We can post anything with the Cheese and it goes gangbusters. Everyone loves him.
Right. Well, the Bulldogs enjoy him next year when he's off to the Bulldogs. So.
No!
I was just hoping he'd hit me with a poo emoji.
Well, Britt, well done on what you're doing because the punters are most certainly getting around that. Unfortunately for your Melbourne Storm, they won't be there. But who are you cheering on now next week, Britt?
I'll be on the Rabbitohs next week now.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Are you a Brit or a Britney?
I'm a Brit. Yeah. I mean, I am a Britney, But yeah.
Oh, okay. So your birth certificate says Brit.
What's your wife?
My wife's Brit.
Is she?
But she was named after Brit Eklund.
Does she get grit as well?
She gets a lot of grit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the single T or the double T?
Double T.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best version.
Is that your version?
It is. Yeah.
I like your
That's
version.
The best way to do it, says Britt. hey, Britt, we appreciate your time, and it was a wonderful insight to find out what goes on behind the scenes.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me, guys.